So, how did you become interested in holistic healing?
I was always naturally interested in doing massage ever since I was a very little girl. And then I got interested in herbs and the healing techniques that herbs could do. And then I got involved with practicing Tai Chi and Qigong, and from that I learned about Chinese medicine.
Wow, and you have quite a background. I don't know many people that have that many different modalities they're used to using. So how did you manage to get involved with so many different ones?
Well, Chinese medicine is a system of its own that is involved with the acupuncture and acupressure and Tai Chi and Qigong and ways of eating properly and Chinese herbology and also calligraphy. So it's an entire system of healing that helps people balance themselves and strengthen their vital energy, which is called qi. And so it's an entire system. And then from that, I got into the study of energy body medicine because, when you work with the qi system, you're working with the energetic. So I wanted to understand the anatomy and physiology, not only from a scientific viewpoint, from getting my master's in sports medicine, but also from an energetic standpoint.
Okay. And did you say calligraphy?
Yes, that's part of the five branches of Chinese medicine, is that people learn to do calligraphy and to paint, and they apply the same principles that they do in that we do in Chinese medicine to the movement of the qi applied to the brush strokes. That's actually one aspect of Chinese medicine that I have not begun to study yet that I hope someday to do.
That's fascinating. I would have never thought of that as a Chinese energy medicine, but that makes sense now that
Yes.
you explain it. I was like, did she really say that? I had to come
Yes,
back and ask that.
and the practice of the Tai Chi and Qigong really helps, when you're making the brush strokes and how your body moves and how you emit the energy from you to do these beautiful brush strokes. And so definitely it holds the energy.
That's very fascinating. I've had an interest for a long time in calligraphy. Maybe that's why. I've never actually done it, but I've been intrigued enough to think about doing it several times and just said, oh, I don't know when I'll get time for that, but
Yeah.
interesting.
And also when I do my acupuncture treatments, it's a work of art to place the needles into the body, and I'm always conscious of that when I'm placing them and the different patterns, and when it's finished, the needles need to look a certain way and have a certain energy and the pattern that gets created, and that helps the healing to happen for the person that's receiving them. So that's why it all works together. The cultivation of qi, vital energy, that I do in my own personal practice of Tai Chi and Qigong, which are exercises to cultivate qi. And then while I'm doing the acupuncture, it's a healing art where I'm applying that energy, from within me as I'm inserting the needles. And so it's really all encompassing, and everything I've learned I have to put together in that very moment of when I'm doing needle insertion.
Right. Fascinating. Yeah, I've enjoyed quite a few acupuncture treatments over the years, and I find them very effective. So, as long as you have really good acupuncturists to work with.
Yeah,
So,
well, the It's very, very important that the person doing the acupuncture is working on themselves and doing techniques to keep their energy system balanced and to, be very, very balanced in themselves and not be changing the person's energy in a way that could be harmful to the person. So their energy system needs to be very clean and very, very balanced themselves. So a practitioner needs to really be doing their own personal practice all the time to not only give a safer treatment to the patient, but to also remain safe within their own system, because we work with so many different people and we need to be able to protect ourselves. So the energy body medicine that I've learned from, it's a system called the Chris technique that I've learned from Christine Schenk, has just completely enhanced my ability to do that, because she has taught me ways of having my system so much more in balance. And so I'm providing treatments in a much safer, secure way.
I see. Yeah, and that is really important. So you have all these different holistic modalities. Which ones of them do you actually offer to your to people and your clients?
I offer Tai Chi and Qigong lessons in both private setting and in group classes. Mm-hmm. I provide Chinese medicine, herbal medicine consultations, whereby I do an intake and decide on an herbal formulation, mostly from made up of Chinese herbs, but I'm also trained in Ayurvedic and Western herbology. And then I also provide acupuncture and acupressure. And I apply the principles of the energy medicine to everything I do. And sometimes when it's appropriate, I offer energy body sessions to people where I teach them how to apply the Chris technique in their life. I don't actually do an energy treatment to someone. It's more of a consultation where I teach them about how to heal themselves and bring their partnership within themselves together, and how to re-energize themselves. So I offer all of that. And sometimes I do massage. I mostly have a team of very highly trained massage therapists on staff. But every once in a while, I'll do the massage myself. But mostly I'm providing acupuncture to my clients.
Now, do you work with clients over the phone, over the internet, any of that, or do you only work out of your office?
I mostly work out of the office, but I have done phone consultations with people in the past. But with Chinese medicine, I really like to work with people in person, because I need to feel their pulse and assess their tongue. And so much of the information I pick up from them is from being in person with them. But, I have my Qigong for Staying Young book and DVD, and people all over the world are practicing my Qigong workout. So I do reach people all over without meeting them in that way.
Okay. So what type of successes do you have with these different therapies with your clients?
It's incredible. I mean, I have a very, very high success rate with my work. Once in a while, I do have people that don't respond, but I have a very, very high success rate. People have an innate ability to heal themselves, and through these techniques, they're prodded and stimulated to to heal and balance themselves. And it's remarkable to watch the healing that happens through all of the techniques. I have to determine who needs what combination. Not every technique in alternative medicine is good for every single person. So, and it's also, I have to figure out the appropriate dosage of each treatment, and the frequency. And that's a big job to assess that and to make sure that the people that are drawn to me as their practitioner, that I give them what they need. So that takes a lot of looking and asking questions and getting to know them to figure out what it is they will benefit from the most.
Mm-hmm. Now, do you find that most of this work helps with the emotional healing as well as physical healing, or
yes.
What do you find?
Yes, because it's holistic, so it's working with the entire body, it works physically and energetically and emotionally. But I think more of emotions is, if someone is having a lot of emotional, a lot of problems emotionally, I recommend that they see a therapist, a psychotherapist, or a social worker, or even a psychiatrist. And I work together. Because that's coming from a completely different model. And I think it's very important for a lot of people to have that support while they are doing energetic therapies such as acupuncture or Qigong or Tai Chi, because they need both. I'm very much into a Western combined with an Eastern or alternative complementary approach. I think people need both medicines, both perspectives. Very much in favor of that.
Okay. So what makes your work stand out from other people's work?
I think what I was saying before about that, the training that for all these years, the 35 to going on the 40-year mark of training myself and balancing my own chi system and doing all that, putting all that in to open up the flow and balance the flow of energy within my own body. And then the energy body medicine training through the Chris technique of now learning how to heal on a very deep, profound level within myself energetically to create a way that I can work with people that's more safe and secure, because I am taking care and doing my own self-growth and creating my energy system within me connected to my physical body in a way that is very safe because of the things that have happened in my life. I am handling it and taking care of it in a way that I don't pass it on to someone else. And then through this technique, I'm also learning not to pick up projections or energy from the people I work with. So I really see that as setting myself apart. The training I've done and then now this more advanced energy work and my understanding of the energy body. Because as an acupuncturist, I am treating the energy body by teaching people Qigong and Tai Chi and having them work with their energy, or through the application of the needles. I am working with the energy body, and what I've learned And again, what sets me apart is that I understand the anatomy and physiology on a much more detailed, much more involved level than what I got from acupuncture, Chinese medicine training. Christine Schenk is teaching me where the energy comes from to come into acupuncture points, because the acupuncture meridian energy pathways are just one part of the energy system. So I'm learning the rest of it, which I see as something essential for an acupuncturist to know, because I have learned that opening a point such as yin tong, which is the third eye point, that an acupuncturist, we just always thought, well, you just open that up, it calms the heart and spirit, and it's very relaxing. But through my understanding and studies of the Kris technique, I've learned that that point is something that you may not want to do on someone based upon how their energy system is working. So to answer your question, that's what I feel. I have an ability to give a very safe treatment and a very secure treatment for my clients now, because of this added understanding about the energy system and how it works and what to be aware of and to be careful of.
Right. Very fascinating. So, you definitely have a wide variety or a wide background to really give people the proper treatments. Most people just study one or two modalities, and you're really taking this much further.
Yeah, and I also think that the level of education in alternative medicine today is very limited, and you really, really need to know and understand the energetic system before you start making adjustments to it and doing things. And you know, there's just a great deal of education that we still need. And it's really in its infancy in the United States. And, we just have so much to learn. I'm going to be studying the rest of my life. And I just feel like a beginner. With everything I've learned, I still feel like a beginner. And
wow.
I just want to understand it and just, the whole concept of do no harm and to just be very, very careful. People's systems are delicate. And sometimes it just takes four needles or two needles. We don't have to do a lot to create healing in the body. And it's just having that knowledge and the wisdom to know exactly the dosage. And it's also other treatments that people have had prior to seeing me. It's very important to assess that, too, and how that has affected people. So
right.
There's just so, so much to be responsible for and just takes a lot of time and a lot of care.
Oh, I'm sure. So I'm curious, what types of problems do you typically see from clients that are commonly coming into your office?
Typically pain, acute and chronic pain. Acupuncture is very, very well known for that. But I also treat many other conditions with the acupuncture, high blood pressure, fibromyalgia, chronic fatigue syndrome, gastritis and other digestive disorders. I have a very big practice for women and men that are working to conceive a child, and I help many people to create that in their life. I also treat children for ear infections, failure to thrive, digestive disturbance, and frequent colds or coughs and things like that. And I work with people that have conditions such as, you know, that are affecting their neurological system, such as Parkinson's disease. I also treat people that have had strokes or having trouble walking. So we work with a multitude of problems. I have one of my Tai Chi students is doing so well. She has Parkinson's disease, and it's really helping her with her walking, and she is able to do Tai Chi for a full hour, where during the day she has trouble just standing. So it's amazing to watch what's possible, and I truly believe anything is possible for people.
Yeah, I can imagine you've seen a lot to know that as well. So that's gotta also increase that knowing or that believing that that's so possible.
Absolutely.
So why do you think Chinese medicine has stood the test of time for all these centuries?
Because it works.
That's a good answer.
Yeah. And, they're doing more and more research on it now. And they're even finding that the MRIs of the brain change. They're doing MRIs of the brain before someone receives acupuncture, and they compare it to the MRIs of the brain after the acupuncture is done, and they are seeing definite changes. And so, you know, they're getting closer and closer to figuring out why it works.
Mm-hmm.
But honestly, for people that receive it and they get the benefits when nothing else has helped and nothing else has worked, it really doesn't matter. It's going to be wonderful when they know scientifically exactly how acupuncture works. So many more people will do it, just like I've been doing fertility treatments for my entire acupuncture career. And then when the German study came out that showed that acupuncture helps with IVF, approximately 1/3 increase in success rate, all of a sudden, so many more people came. So in our Western society, I'm very excited about all of the research that's been in progress, especially in acupuncture. I think it's going to be wonderful when the results come out even more and more definitive and they figure out why it works, because Western people will, many more people will do it, because they trust the Western research designs, and when it says that it works, then they'll do it. But there are so many people that will do it regardless of those results, and they're so happy. And they get so upset when they finally do it that their doctors didn't tell them about it. A friend told them, or they just happened to see something on television. But honestly, more and more Western physicians are recommending acupuncture and Tai Chi and Qigong lessons and Chinese herbs, because more and more patients are coming back to their physicians and telling them about the results. In the past, they were very shy and concerned, and they didn't want to tell their doctors. But fortunately, there's greater and greater acceptance for these therapies, and clients and patients are feeling better about telling their Western doctors. So now I get so many more people that are sent to me, recommended by their doctors. And I have a lot of patients that are doctors themselves. So it's great.
It's
spreading.
That's good. So would you say it's becoming almost mainstream in the U.S. now?
I would say that, definitely.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, the last numbers I had were there, this was 10,000 acupuncturists practicing in the U.S. and over 10,000 in the schools getting trained.
Wow.
There are so many more acupuncturists just in my area in New Jersey alone. I was the first one, the first Tai Chi teacher, the first acupuncturist, herbalist for so many. I've been in my area practicing for going on 23 years, and just in the last couple of years, there people have so many more to choose from. It's amazing.
So, yeah, it is pretty amazing, because I know even when I was doing it back, like 10 years ago, when I had somebody that I could go to that was good, very few people I knew even then were doing it. So, yeah, it's really changed a lot, and I really am happy to see that myself as well.
Yeah, it's blossoming. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, what do you think about using Chinese herbology, and can it be helpful instead of acupuncture or along with acupuncture?
Well, the Chinese herbology is working more internally, and you're dealing with a chemical constituent. So you really, you have to be mindful of what pharmaceutical drugs a person could be on and the interaction of those. Mm-hmm. But Chinese herbal formulas are so powerful and so effective. And the system of Chinese herbology is one of the best in the world. Ayurvedic is probably older than Chinese herbology, and also very advanced. But the Chinese herbs, there are just the way that they put together the formulas, these traditional formulas, and it's been analyzed how each of the herbs work together, and it's a very advanced and very effective system of alternative medicine that people can do through applying liniments or salves to their body, taking tinctures, or today a lot of them are in pill form, and they're just wonderful for many different conditions, to tonify the blood, to get rid of, let's say, if you have some kind of infection in your body, or to strengthen your digestion, or to any kind of gynecological problem. There are many different formulas, and they're chosen, just like the acupuncture treatments, they're chosen based on the person's individual constitution, whether the person is more yin or yang, or hot or cold. And each herb has its own flavor and its own temperature and its own classification, and it's a very, very advanced system. I think it's a new day. There are so many wonderful ways for people to heal themselves. There are many, many different ways. And it's very, very important to realize that you can be in an absolutely wonderful state of health, that your mind and your emotions and your physical body, that they're all working together as one. And that a lot has happened in life, and it's possible to get past it and to find a renewed sense of health and well-being and hope and energy, and really, really make your life a wonderful, wonderful experience each and every day. You can create it. There is a way to make that connection for yourself and to create just an amazing experience in life, in the days that you have and the time you have, and to just really be creative and create the life that you've always dreamed of. It's possible.